Triple AM Mid-North Coast, the best address in Australia. Good morning, everybody. It's the Doobies there on Strawdy's Brekkie Show. And listen to the music. And we've got stacks of great music to come for you right across the day again today, 5 to 6 clubbers. How are we? Did you cope with Tuesday okay? I've got to say, I had a big nana nap in the afternoon yesterday. You know, one of those ones where you just have 5 minutes, it's okay. But it went on for about an hour. And when I got up and looked in the mirror and the hair sticking up, and have a glass of water and you know, the pattern of the side of the beanbag and the side of your face. Ah, you attractive gentleman, Strawn. Look at you. You idiot. Yes. Anyway, I hope you had a good Tuesday. More of the same coming up today as far as the weather goes. We're going to have cloudy conditions, and yes, there will be a medium chance of showers and storms again today. Pretty warm, up to about 28, but you really, when you look at it, the radar looks pretty clear. And yesterday, what there was between like 5 and nothing millimetres of rain around the mid-north coast. Anyway, whatever we get, we're very grateful for. Yes. Making news around the place today, Cyclone Trevor has slammed into North Queensland's coast with ferocious winds of more than 200 kilometres an hour that are ripping trees from the ground. Hopefully our brothers and sisters in North Queensland are doing okay as Trevor goes through. You know you're in Australia when the cyclone's named Trevor, aren't you? What a classic. Locally with Lee. Now, this story broke yesterday, and it's more information coming out about it today. Crash investigators have charged a woman in relation to a collision with a police motorcyclist at Worrell Creek. Now, this was back in December. Traffic and Highway Patrol motorcyclist stopped a black Subaru hatch on the highway near Worrell Creek, about 20k south of Nambucca. As the officer was dealing with the driver for a traffic-related matter, another vehicle, a Mazda 2, hit the stationary motorcycle and officer before colliding with the Subaru. So more about that today with Lee. Now in sport, this is awful news. The former Australian world silver medal-winning swimmer Kenneth Toe has died aged 26 after becoming ill during training. You'll hear more about that today. Gee, was good, that kid. And locally in sport, plenty happening around the place again today. The Port Ladies are out playing golf today. And a reminder in surfing, entries are now open for the Loggerheads Mail Classic, which comes up at beautiful Scott's Head July 26 to 28. It's always a great couple of days at Scott's, as you could imagine. On the show today, plenty happening, including coming up after 7, we're going to catch up with Michael Ward from the SES. Now, they've got an open day coming up. Have you thought about volunteering and becoming one of the great SES crew? We'll talk to Michael about that, what you can expect Saturday, what training's involved, and what's expected of you if you do sign up to become a volunteer, and what your obligations are each week. Also, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Yes, if you've heard a howler of a dad joke, we want to hear from you around 7:45 on 13:27:10. Actually, Ashley, who runs our schedules department here, she was so embarrassed. Her dad came in the other day, and him and I had a good chin wag about dad jokes. And he told me a howler. I'm going to ring him and get him to tell it to you about 7:15. To give you a bit of a, you know, just a bit of a dig in the ribs to dig up your best worst dad joke for us around 7:45. You can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Ruby Rose and Spike Lee. We're going to talk about how a Triple M Club member's going to Blues Fest. It could be you with three of your besties. Also, snore to score. Now, each day, we are outing people who are the worst snorers on the Mid-North Coast. Now, because of court injunctions, we don't put names over. We just give them code names like they do in the high-profile court cases or people in witness protection. Yesterday, we had our first female. Who are we going to get today? Well, I've got a cracker to play for you. Wait till you hear this person snoring. Our winner, which will be judged by you over the weekend. We're going to whack it up on Facebook. Our finalists, the worst snorers on the Mid-North Coast, get $900 worth of bedding. Thanks to our great friends at Harvey Norman Bedding. Now, Chris and his crew, great sponsors of Snore to Score, and the Bedding Masterclass is on this weekend, 2 days only, Saturday and Sunday. Also, Christy in with What's On the Mid-North Coast today, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union. We have a lot coming up.
Across the Mid-North Coast,
Strawdy for breakfast.
The 1-800-316-2710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 12
past
5.
How green was my cactus? For Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. With giftware and ornaments 20% off. And all pots and water features 20 to 50% off.
Cactus.com.au.
The next event on the card, ladies and gentlemen, is the Hipster Handicap. The runner's moving in. There's Big Bushy Beard by Trendy Subculture out of Wanking Goose. Paleo Diet looking a picture moves in alongside his stablemates, gluten-free, low GI and double shot, decaf, skinny, quinoa latte. And the last to go in is Buddy Holly Glasses. Set for a start now in the race for guys who want to be different, like all the other guys. Uh-oh, Big Bushy Beard could be scratched, but no. He's just itching to start. The starter standing on his vintage Converse All-Star shoes, green retro lava light flashing. Racing, Paleo Diet jumped out ahead of regular Q&A lefty audience member, a length to obsolete Che Guevara t-shirt, further back to check shirt from the op chop who's rolling up his sleeves, electric cigarettes steaming up the inside, ahead of Buddy Holly Glasses and Organic Garrett. Down the back straight and Paleo Diet looking tired, a necked up Big Bushy Beard ahead of long neck beer bubble used as water jug on the outside of cocktail in a jam jar, a link to infected lip piercing, sleeve tack and elegant corduroy scarf. At the turn and boutique brewery Pilsner takes the lead, regular Q&A lefty audience member asking the question, half a length to genital strangling jeans and there's been a fall. He's gone down in a screaming heap, genital strangling jeans. The veterinary steward takes mercy and genital strangling jeans is scratched. Into the straight and double shot decaf, skinny quinoa latte hits the front ahead of start every sentence with so. A neck to shape, half your head, cocktail and a jam jar being passed by everyone. Buddy Holly Glasses looking for a gap. Elegant corduroy scarf flying behind Big Bushy Beard. And here comes Shoes with No Socks. Shoes with No Socks. He can smell the judge and vice versa. He's a pink flash. It's Big Bushy Beard. Shoes with No Socks. Big Bushy Beard. They hit the line. Big Bushy Beard by a whisker. One pun too many. The veterinary steward not happy. And
How green was my cactus? For Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. With giftware and ornaments 20% off. And all pots and water features 20 to 50% off.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters in the Dark. Hello, Bluey. How are you?
Good morning, Stoney, and welcome to Hump Week.
Yeah, Hump Week, yeah.
Hump Day, I mean.
A couple of weeks to go, we'll get rid of this bloody daylight saving, but anyway. How did the fishers go yesterday? What a gorgeous day.
I was thinking the other day, I thought, since they've extended the daylight saving, you know, when we just have it just normal and then they extend it by a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
That's when all those droughts happen. I wonder if that occurred with that. Because you got that extra daylight at night time, in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know. Well, there was also a cactus episode where Pauline was against it because there was an extra hour for the boat people to sail in.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And I thought that might be just as it dries the country out a bit longer because you've got an extra hour of an afternoon.
Dear.
That's why we've got all the droughts.
I like the way you think. Big difference in the tides today, Bluey. 1.6 to a 0.1. You will have the wind at your back early out of the southwest. Where do you think we should go? I mean, you've got that rising tide you're after.
Yeah, look, with the change in the weather conditions, like favourable winds from the south and a little bit of pitter-patter on the rooftop, we've seen the fishing improve over the last few days, and especially in the deep sea section where the snappers, the sort of the size of the snappers gone up to about the 4 or 5 kilo mark, some nice pearl perch around the 1.5 Spanish mackerel to the north of us. Even around the beaches and the rocks, we're starting to see the whiting numbers and brim. Tuller is still small at the present moment, and back in the estuary, flathead and whiting are still in good numbers there, and also there's crab still that have been caught. So the fishing scene has improved over the last couple of days with these favourable conditions.
Okay, all right. Now, what about today? I gave you the heads up. The jailer's heading out. He can smell jewfish. He can smell them, Bluey. What do you think the best bet will be today?
Well, I'm going to take his advice because, as you say, we're right on this moon phase and also these run-out tides around the breakwall. So let's go out to the end of the breakwall, take a bit of whole squid with us, chuck that on the end and float it out and just see if we can get a jewfish today. So
yeah.
After the breakwall, try for a jewfish on whole squid.
Okay. All right. Now, the other one is, you know, I whiz across the road while the news is on at 5:30 to get the papers. How big is that moon this morning?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and colour in it, eh?
I know. And did you? You wouldn't even need your headlights on, would you? Well, yeah, you would. It was so light out there.
Yes, it is. It's good, yeah, especially at home when you get up, there's a bit of light coming through the windows. Mm. So yeah, it's a bit favourable for getting around the morning.
Yeah.
Not put on so many lights.
Exactly right. All right, now, any club news?
I've got no clubs from the weekend. I was a bit disappointing that. We've had a few clubs out, and there's no results come through. But this weekend, we've got the Lake Cadell Amateur Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. It's a 4 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue on Sunday.
Good luck to them. Now, in the most complicated footy tipping comp there is in the world today, the Sports Power League Ladder. Hey, listen, how busy's Gordo been because they've got the pre-poll voting next to him? He thought he was getting lots of customers. They're coming to vote. Come on, Gordo, get out and shag-eye a few of them. Okay, all right, what do you got for us, Bluey?
They're all walking back out with Nikes on.
That's good, all right.
Good, that.
All right, a controversial round one. It was all over the place.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Troy Dilko. He's taken the lead, and our line's going to be up there. Yeah. Run your Troy from the Wormer. The Wormer's in second place. I know he's a bit injured, but I suppose he's been studying all the form. Yeah.
He can't be. He's only got one arm to turn the pages of the big league.
And we bought two new players in. Two painters came in, Townsie and Jacko. And have a guess what? They're in third and fourth place at the moment. So congratulations to them to get their heads around the competition. And of course, the person is in 21st place. Steve Patch.
Oh, no.
Ice cream.
Jeez, it's shocking. Now, also, do you remember the halcyon days of the 90s or the 2000s when Souths got readmitted back into the competition? It was a great day when they stuck it up, News Limited. It was fantastic. But what about where is the duck? I mean, just like South Sydney, he's been away for a couple of years. He comes back. Where is the duck sitting in this?
I can tell you he's not in the top 10.
He's not in the top 10, the duck.
He's not in the top 10.
And where are you with Columba? Did you finish off the episode last night?
No, I'm going to finish that today.
All right, okie dokie. All right, Bluey, thank you for that. The full moon's here. And he's sending us out to the break walls.
Out the break walls, take some whole squid and try for a big jewfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
A possible shower and top of 28 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A woman's been charged in relation to a collision with a police motorcyclist on December 30 last year. The Traffic and Highway Patrol officer had stopped a vehicle at Worrell Creek south of Nambucca Heads. As the officer was dealing with the driver, another vehicle hit the stationary motorcycle and officer. The male senior constable was treated at the scene before taken to Coffs Harbour Hospital with a broken leg. A 70-year-old woman now expected to face Maxville Local Court in May over the charges, negligent driving and grievous bodily harm. No word from Woolworths about the future of its Big W stores, but a Blazing Analyst report has come out saying the retailer could be forced to close up to 60 stores in order to return to profitability. Woolworths has 183 stores. The analysis reporting the retail giant's profitability may be encumbered by lease commitment. But analyst Macquarie saying closing 60 stores would cost the retailer millions. The report alleges that some stores open in regional locations would be a long-term drag on finances. Big W has a store in Port Macquarie and says it is reviewing its store's footprint. An online tool for women diagnosed with breast cancer has the virtue of being mobile and can be used in the patient's own time. Breast Cancer Network Australia CEO Kirsten Pilati says it means the latest information can get to women anywhere.
Women can use it in waiting rooms, they can use it while they're having chemo, or they can watch videos and, I think really importantly, hear from other women.
Approximately 28% of new cancers diagnosed in women are of the breast, the average first diagnosis being at 61 years of age. We're being encouraged to get a flu jab after a record 25,000 Aussies were hit by the virus over the summer. New South Wales Health Dr Vicky Shepherd says April and May is the best time to get vaccinated.
People who wish to get vaccinated can purchase the flu vaccine either by their GP or pharmacist.
Now to sport. The fourth round of fixtures in the Northern New South Wales Football's FFA Cup have been decided. For the Northern Conference, four games will take place. Just one local side still in the mix, though. That's the Kempsey Saints. They'll be taking on Goonellabah Hornets. The Northern Conference will continue until round six, when the two remaining sides will combine with the six remaining from the more competitive Southern Conference. Briefly in surfing, entries are now open for the Loggerheads Malibu Classic at Scott's Head from July 26. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light offshore wind blowing. It's producing really clean surfing conditions on all our beaches this morning. There's a few decent little waves around. We do have two little swells happening. Got a little bit of easterly swell and a southeast swell, so all our beaches do have waves. The open beaches and northern corners are probably picking up a little bit bigger wave of that southeasterly swell. Wave size only around that 2 feet mark, but high tide is around 9 this morning. It's like yesterday. Once that tide started to drop out, those waves did pulse in and get a little bit bigger. We do have a low tide around 3:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 23 degrees.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Hollywood star Jane Seymour has revealed she'd love to star in the British soap Coronation Street after her pal Sir Ian McLennan recommended she joins following his stint on the soap in 2005. Ah, yes, that very famous private movie star Tommy Lee passionately kissed his much younger fourth wife Brittany at the world premiere of Netflix's The Dirt, the autobiographic story of the band, at the Arclight in Hollywood on Monday. The red carpet event reunited the 6'2" drummer with his Motley Crue bandmates Vince Neil, Nikki Sixx and Mick Mars.
Holy Brew, here are we!
Country star Melinda Schneider plays the LUSC on Saturday night on her Great Women of Country tour. Tickets are $35. We caught up with Melinda last week.
I initially recorded the album Great Women of Country with Becky Cole as a duet album, of course, back in 2015. I'll be singing them all.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Worst Dad Joke Wednesday coming up next hour. Have you heard a howler? We'd like to hear it. Some laugh, some cry. That's Mr. Mister there, and Broken Wings at 8 to 7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Just saying, Chris wasn't there this morning. Did the $50 million go off last night at the Plaza and Clifton News Agency? I wonder.
Well done.
No, he would have sent me a coded text if it was him, I wonder. Here he is, Lee Jollo from the newsroom with what the papers are saying today. What have they got on the front pages, Chappie?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline today, all on the line, exclusive poll election deadlock looms. New South Wales is on track for a hung parliament with Labor lock, neck and neck with the government in polling as the state prepares to go to the ballot box on Saturday. An exclusive YouGov Galaxy statewide poll conducted for the Telegraph has found the major parties are deadlocked, 50-50, two-party preferred. As well as that, Turkish leader in sick smear on Anzacs, Turkey's hardline president has warned Australians who visit his country with anti-Muslim views they'll return home in coffins like their grandfathers after Gallipoli. Shocking claims from the Turkish leader there. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline, I meant no offence, Asian jobs comment hits Daly campaign. New South Wales Labor leader Michael Daly has been forced to repeatedly apologise for comments he made about Asians taking local jobs, with the controversy threatening to derail his fight to win key marginal Sydney seats with high share of Chinese voters. And sweeping revamp of job services, job hunters will be able to search for work on their home computer or smartphone and be freed from the requirement to apply for 20 positions a month under the biggest changes to unemployment services in two decades.
All right, Lee, thank you for that. Now, in your local news this morning, the story of this accident, which I think was back in December, about the policeman that was hit by a driver.
Yeah, exactly right. We did hear about this one on 30th of December, and now the woman who collided with that police motorcyclist on the Pacific Highway has been charged. Crash investigators found the 70-year-old drove negligently, causing grievous bodily harm. The vehicle she was driving hit the stationary officer at Worrell Creek, south of Nambucca Heads. He'd been attending to a traffic-related matter at the time. He was treated at the scene by New South Wales ambulance paramedics before being taken to Coffs Harbour Hospital with a broken leg. She will face court on May 23 in Maxville.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you very much for that. Now, a bit of in-house stuff here, people. You will laugh your head off of this. And the workplace, a lot of people always play practical jokes, although the workplace is different now. You don't go to the extent you used to. In our sister station at Hit FM down the hallway, someone has put all these chairs that no one uses in his studio. And as usual, he's come in late, and I've heard this crashing and banging, and he's trying to get across about 5 or 6 chairs to get into his studio.
Picture someone swimming through chairs.
Honestly, if I'd had a video, oh dear, we'll have to do that. Practical jokes at your... I don't know if someone's had it on purpose or not, but practical jokes in your workplace. We'll have to talk about that later on in the week. It's very good. Anyway, you had a giggle through the news. You saw it, didn't you, through your little window?
Yeah, look, he wasn't happy. Now they're all lining up outside.
Looks like a doctor's surgery.
Exactly right. And we'll go down to see Dr. Bodge. I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't think so. I'll tell you what, watch him. It is 4 to 7, Marina with the traffic, and then Lee with the local news, following the national news at about 4 minutes. Triple M and Cactus coming up before 7:30 with the hipster handicap. It is the great Carole King there, and I feel the earth move at 7:09. A little cloudy today, yeah, a little bit thundery, maybe later on in the day, maybe a shower, and up to 28 degrees. Talking about the earth moving, when it does, if we do have a natural disaster, we know that the SES are so good. They do such terrific work around the mid-north coast in the old orange overalls. They are I can tell you that they've got a big open day coming up on Saturday week, March 30. They've just celebrated 10 years of their new premises. And I thought we'd talk to Michael Ward about what it's like to be a member of the SES. G'day, Michael. How are you?
Awesome. Strawny, yourself?
Terrific, buddy. The open day that's coming up. Tell us what we can expect if we go along.
Look, what our plan is that we're going to showcase the work that our members do. So it's going to cover our roles of storms and floods, obviously, but also the rescue roles that we do in Port Macquarie, which is vertical rescue, motor vehicle rescue, flood rescue, and general land rescue.
Fantastic. Now, Michael, people that are interested in volunteering their time, it's very rewarding. As we always say, if you want to feel good, go and do something for someone else. How long does the training actually take, Michael? Can you just give us a quick summary?
Look, to be honest, the training actually never finishes. So the idea is that we get people job ready within the first 1 to 2 months, so that they can go out and start participating in the roles that we do. But the training just continues as long as you're a member of SES.
Okay. Now, actually, when you become proficient, I suppose, would be the term, to be a member of the SES, what are your responsibilities, Michael? Do you do as much as you want, or is there a certain roster that you're on?
Look, you can get as committed as and do as many roles as you like and are capable of doing. So obviously we start with our floods and storm work. But then we can go into things such as land search, where we're helping the police out, chainsaw operations, vertical rescue, general land rescue. Some of our members get into the flood boat, so all of the different flood rescues, including going down to Penrith, doing the training for actually ending up in Whitewater, doing a rescue in Whitewater.
Fantastic. And, Michael, for the little kids, can they still get in the trucks on the open day?
They certainly can, and we've even got some little trucks and little boats for them as well.
Oh, fantastic, Michael. 132-500, always the number if you need a hand, but if lives are ever at risk, it's 000. The open day coming up on Saturday, in the 30th of March, you're going to be at your premises?
We are, from 9:30 to 1:30, and of course, being a celebration, we're going to have cake at around 12 o'clock.
Yeah, oh, magnificent. Of course, it'll be low-fat cake. Of course, I've just made that up. All right, Michael, thanks very much for that. You do terrific work, and think about it, people. You could do worse than become a member of the SES. All the very best, Michael.
Thank you. All the best to you.
It's 7:12. It's Triple M.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, here we go. 13:27:10. We go to John first up this morning. John, what's your yarn for us today?
Oh, good morning, Mark. Yes, a guy goes into the travel agent and says, "Look, mate, this year I want to do something different."
3 years ago, I went to Spain, the wife got pregnant. 2 years ago, I went to Hawaii, the wife got pregnant. Last year, I went to Fiji, the wife got pregnant. This year, I want to do something different. He said, what do you want to do? He said, this year, I'm going to take my wife with me.
No, John. John, no. Act two on the program. We go to JD of Warhope. G'day, JD. What's your yarn for us?
Yeah, g'day, mate. Did you hear about the man who invented cough lollies? He died last week, and apparently there'll be no coffin at his funeral.
No. No. And act three, we go to Peter. G'day, Pete. What's your joke for us today?
Why do you call a yowie a yowie?
Why do you call a yowie a yowie? I know I'm going to hate myself for this. Go on.
Because when he bites you, you go yowie.
Get out. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday again, living up to its name. Somebody help me. Hold your
boy. Let's turn the feel-good back on.
Feels good. Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, next hour, another entrant into the coast's worst snorer. Now, remember, we do not reveal people's identities. We give them code names like they do in court cases. Also, another $1,000 up for grabs on the birthday wheel. Snore to score and the wheel next hour. It's 7 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured. And I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. What an array we had. We go to the soundproof booth to the hanging judge for Harrington Mechanical.
Mr. Strawn.
Yes, it is Glenn Stewart there in his little office. Giggling away. I'm good, buddy. Now, what did you think out of John, JD and Peter?
Well, look, I think I've got to give it to John.
Yes.
Because that was pretty good.
Yes.
And I'm also going to give one to Graham.
Ashley's father. She's embarrassed about her dad.
We're a bowling club. We've got to.
Her father epitomises a great dad joke. She's got her head in her hands. We think it's fantastic. So, yeah. Graham, we're going to send you along to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant as well. And John, you are going as well. Fantastic. So congratulations, John. Brilliant story. Now, at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, Glenn Stewart, what is the lucky members draw up to this evening?
We're up to $5,000.
$5,000. You can win it tonight.
Yeah.
Now, also trivia on tonight, yep, with Jerry, and the get-in question for the Triple M Club listeners that are going. What is the most visited African country among international visitors? What is the most visited African country among international visitors? Is it South Africa, Morocco, or Kenya? All right? That's a question for tonight. Now, entertainment this week, champion, what have we got
Fridays
for us?
Fridays, we've got the Rockabillies.
Yep.
Rockabilly Hillbillies. Oh, so we've got on
beautiful,
Friday.
Beautiful.
And Saturday, we've got the guys from Chill Factor back.
Fantastic. And also, we want to remind people about the annual Easter egg raffle coming up, yes, Good Friday. How many eggs have you got? How much worth of eggs?
I think it's about $4,000.
$4,000 worth of eggs?
I think.
Oh, my goodness me.
I'd have to have a look. I'll confirm that next week.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day. Glenn Stewart, the hanging judge at the Port City Bowling Club.
All
right,
mister.
All right. And go the Mighty Roosters.
Oh, what about me, little buddy? Smokey, he rang me during the week. He thought he's going to buy his grand final tickets.
He's a Parramatta supporter. Week one. We just want to... Can you calm him down a little bit, please?
You know what? He sent me a text going, mate, can you please mention me on the radio because you're my good luck charm.
All right, there you go, champ. Triple M.
I've never been anyone's good luck charm.
It's Triple M. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, the best address in Australia, and that is in excess there, and I send a message, which I've just got a couple of, actually. Remember, all the platforms you can get us via Facebook, via email, and via our website. Kim at Nambucca Heads sent me a photograph of his rain gauge from yesterday at Nambucca Heads, 43 millimetres. Good on you, Kim. Yeah, sometimes it doesn't land in the weather stations near the airport. That is fantastic. Good on you, Kim. And also, I love it. Technology still amazes me because I'm old, you know. And I've got a couple of our listeners, Chrissy and Steve are on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday in Paris, and they're listening to us in Paris. I wonder what the Parisians think of this dribble. Anyway, they're just about to set out. It's 8 degrees there, heading for a top of 16 in Paris today. They're heading out to get a photo at the Arc de Triomphe. It is the most magnificent place to take photos, where the roads all spear out from there. It's amazing. And also the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Enjoy the day, you two. And I still say I'm amazed that you've got this dribble on in Paris. Ooh, yeah, a certain je ne sais quoi, will I say that? That's about the only words I know. Till 13 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, we go to Paris to Telegraph Point. We do it all on this show. Hello, Steph. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Have you been to Paris, Steph?
No, I haven't.
Oh, gee. Well, the $1,000 can probably get you on the way to getting an airfare. Hopefully it lands on your lucky number, Steph. You know how this works? For 40 winks, we're simply going to match it. What number?
28.
28. All right, Steph, good luck. Here we go. 28 on the wheel. 28 on the wheel for Steph. Come on, 28. It's just gone past. Will it come around? It won't. It's two little ducks. Quack, quack. Yeah. 22. Oh, we were six out. Can't give you the cash, Steph, but end of the month, Christy has this Triple M bag. She jam-packs full of all goodies, and it's different each month. You're in the running to win that, and we really appreciate the call. Thank you, Steph.
No worries, thank you. Bye.
Other birthdays today, I can tell you, on the Mid-North Coast, the great Paul Cardmore's birthday today. I think Paul will be chopping and chilling and having a quiet one this afternoon. Good on you, Paul. All the very best from your family and friends and all your mates around Port. Also, people like Paul are birthdaying today, are sharing it with the likes of Ruby Rose and Spike Lee, both born on this day, March the 20th.
Strawny.
Triple M and Marina with the traffic not far away. It is the cars and let's go, and let's go snoring. Yes.
In 2019, Triple M rocks the snorers of the Mid-North Coast with Snore to Score. On offer, a $900 Harvey Norman betting package. Just send Strawny some audio of your partner snoring via our social media pages.
Don't worry, we've applied for and been granted suppression orders for their full names. Only their initials will be revealed.
Snore to Score. Thanks to Harvey Norman Betting Port Macquarie Masterclass in store March 23 and 24.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And look, today's entrant, let's say we do not embarrass people by putting their names over. We've got suppression orders or, you know, in court cases when they're under witness protection. This is H, all right, our entry today. This is H. Now, have a listen to this. Now, that is quite interesting because this has taken it to another level with texture. The whistle at the end there is most amazing. Now, can you imagine spending a whole night next to that? Now, we go to Debbie, who's given us that. That is quite different. Deb, thank you for nominating H today. Have you tried cures? I mean, does he start and then go, and then he sort of goes to normal sleep pattern, or does this go all night?
That goes all night.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't matter if he's on his back, his front, his side, it goes all night.
Now, I can hear a bit of a telly on in the background. Can I assume, is he still in the lounge room when he's doing this? Is he asleep in the lounge?
He does sleep on the lounge and do that, but that particular one is taken in bed. I'm trying to watch the television in the bedroom, and watching is all I can do.
Oh, Deb, thank you for nominating H. You're now a finalist in Triple M's Score to Snore. We're looking for the Mid-North Coast worst snorer. Thanks to Harvey Norman and their master betting class this weekend. Thank you so much, Deb.
Thank you.
Get us the audio via our social media. 7-4.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, That's the time. Christy and I have been talking off air. Here we are. We're on air now. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Very funny morning. Go back and have a listen to the logger about what happened about 5 to 7, talking about sister station up the hallway with Bodge.
Did you do something to him?
Someone did, and it was the funniest. Oh, look at his bad language and hearing all this crashing and banging and him diving across chairs.
So they've lined up the studio with chairs.
I don't know who did it, but yeah.
Good on him. Well done. Nice prank.
So, but the thing is, who did it?
Well, it's not April Fool's yet, so it's I don't know what the meaning behind that was.
It's very funny. What's happening today?
Well, tonight at 7.30, one of Australia's most loved theatre stars, Rhonda Birchmore, will light up the Glasshouse Theatre as a fundraiser for the Hastings Cancer Trust, where we're supporting people battling with cancer in our region. So get along, at tickets are $75. The Port Macquarie Naval Association are meeting at Westport Bowling Club tonight at 5 o'clock, and the Kempsey Legal Aid Family Law Advice Clinic is open again today from 1.30 to 3.30 at the Kempsey Neighbourhood Centre in Kemp Street in Kempsey. And the Port Macquarie Swim Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street as well, Shawnee.
Okay. Thank you for that, Christy.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's Strotty for Brekkie, wrapping up what's been a busy morning with the suite there, the Ballroom Blitz, and also John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. Hey, if you missed any part of the show today, just go to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch up. You can hear H, our snorer, in Snore to Score today, thanks to Harvey Norman. It was the funniest snore. Thank you very much, Deb, for sending us that. Use our social media platforms to get us your audio if you've got someone. Tomorrow on the show, Maroon in talking NRL and giving you all his tips. Tomorrow, more of Snore to Score. And, of course, it is Tradie Thursday. We'll be out to a job site somewhere on the coast taking Smoko with Christy and our crew. Taking the best of each day.